Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is gambling ruining Major League Baseball? And can the sport recover from the heavy pressure of market forces? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
This story's crazy. It's apparently a documentary on Netflix now, King. The Pooh Cruise?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a Netflix show. And it was the Carnival Pooh Cruise. And it literally, that's what it's called. That's literally what it's called. And it's on Netflix now. I've not watched it.
Wait a minute.
You guys know how I feel about cruise ships. I'm supposed to go on one.
They're
an academic
calling
one.
It.
Literally, they're calling
the
it that.
Cruise.
Look it up. It's on Netflix.
Wait a minute.
It's literally called the Pooh Cruise.
But when let's say you're a customer and you want to go on a cruise, you're not searching Poop Cruise.
No, but that's what it ended up becoming.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
So here's the story. The ship was to go on a 4-day trip out of New Orleans through the Gulf of Mexico. On day 4, they had an electrical fire. Broke out on the ship, right? And everything shut down. It burned up their electrical cables that powered everything from their, obviously the lighting, the refrigeration, the propulsion, the air conditioning. You're in a boat in the Gulf on a dark boat. So it's like a COD map, right? They couldn't even flush the toilets. They lost all the power. They couldn't even flush the toilets. And they were not able to repair. See, that's it. That Juan's showing you on the simulcast. The entire cruise ship had to be sustained by one singular generator. So the boat was drifting like aimlessly in the Gulf for days, 4 days. And 4,000 passengers. They didn't even have operational toilets. They couldn't steer the ship at all. And they said one of the passengers said it wasn't vacation anymore. It was survival mode. Eat what you can, snack what you can. It was awful. Oh my gosh. And people had to sleep outside. Oh my gosh, they ran low on food. So they had, it was so bad. And it was just drifting out there aimlessly. They were entirely in the dark. Can you imagine being in the middle of the Gulf at night, totally in the dark? They had to defecate into red biohazard bags and urinate in the showers. And some said that some people were continuing to use the out of order toilets. So everything was overflowing. People were defecating in the trash cans. They were trying to hang over the ship. I'm surprised that tons of people didn't die. They said the stench was horrific. They had bed sheets where they wrote messages, "We're not okay." They couldn't even charge their phones. What I don't understand is why didn't, they had tugboats that ushered the ship to Mobile, Alabama. Why didn't they send another ship out? Couldn't they? You're telling me we don't have any capability to do anything else? We can literally refuel bombers in the air during 17-hour flights, but we couldn't do anything with those?
Nope, got to poop in bags.
Oh, my gosh. So this is also why I don't really want to go on a cruise. I'm supposed to go to Norway on a boat. And I'm like, if I'm in the middle of a fjord, what happens if we lose everything? Because I will be the first to be a warlord. I'm not going to tell you. I will immediately. You'll be like, Dana, we're in a fjord. Like, there's just miles. No, it's okay. It's warlord time. But how do you get off the boat? Like, you can't climb, sheer walls of granite in the fjords. What in the world are you going to do? It's cold up there. It's where, cold animals live. I've never been that far north because Dana doesn't do cold. Oh, my gosh. This is where it's like, I love nature and I love the outdoors, but you guys know, remember, my rule is I don't pretend to be homeless because I celebrate all of the amazing things that we as humans have done, right? I love glorified walking that they call hiking. I do all of that. I'd like to go to nature to shop. I'm a girl. So I go to nature and I'm like, I want that meat and I want that fur and I want that skin for my bag and I want this for my wall. That's how I go into nature. Oh, and yes, it's all beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that's how I view it. I'm going to be completely straightforward with you. And I like being out in nature and I like the thrill of, you know, stalking things. But at the end of the day, your girl wants to go home to like lights and a flushable John. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't imagine being stuck on a boat. Also, you're stuck on a boat with people that you don't know. You don't know what their habits are. Are they the kind of people that don't wash their feet in the shower and they just let the water run over it and think that does the job? You don't know. There are people that do that. You don't know is the thing. So now, after seeing this documentary, I don't know how I feel about this. I've never, ever been on anything bigger than like a powerboat or a catamaran. Not lying. Never, never. What am I going to do? Oh my gosh. I'm going to be on the news, aren't I? I'm going to be on the news. I'm going to go missing in the fjords. Our partners, Kel-Tec, the PR57. It is a newer offer from Kel-Tec. It's chambered in 5.7. It's a rotary barrel pistol. And it's the lightest, thinnest 5.7 that is on the market. And they accomplish this a couple of different ways, not only with the design of the rotary barrel itself, but also the way that you load it. It has a very unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20-plus-1 capacity. MSRP makes it super affordable at only $399 and it's built to perform when it matters most. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy. Quickest and easiest field strip available as well. You have to check it out. It is the new Kel-Tec PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, 40% lighter than the competition. It's innovation performance. Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just go to GetCopperhead.com. That's GetCopperhead.com for your two free gifts with purchase. GetCopperhead.com.
Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was talking to Kane. I keep seeing all these pictures in the press because Jeff Bezos is getting married right now in Venice. I mean, good, be a self-made millionaire. I get it. You know, that's great. I think that's fine. You can spend your money how you want to. But what I don't like are how a lot of the people that are going to this event are big time like climate change propagandists. And they all flew in private to this wedding. All of them, like Leonardo DiCaprio and everybody else, they fly in private to the Marco Polo Airport there in Venice. They had over 100 private jets that flew in. And a lot of them, like Leonardo DiCaprio, are big climate change people. And they're big Green New Deal people. They've promoted climate change. They promote a Green New Deal. Oh, my gosh. But they're going to go fly private to the Marco Polo Airport. You know, you can fly commercial. DFW, I think, now does straight from Dallas to Venice. You know, that's like, you know, that's a pretty easy. You don't have to. Normally, you would have to go into like what? Somewhere else in northern Rome. Like, I don't know if you go into Milan or if you go into Fiumicino or where you would go into. But you would have to go in somewhere else and then go into the Veneto region. Now you can go right there, Marco Polo Airport, direct flight. Take a commercial flight, you know, if they care so much about it. No, they flew private, though. And there's all kinds of paparazzi shots, all these jets that they're coming in. They had over 100 of them that flew in. Orlando Bloom is another one. Isn't he like a big and viral guy? I don't think he's as annoying as Leonardo DiCaprio is. Like, he kind of keeps to himself. I don't mind it if that's your viewpoint. Just don't lord it over all of us, especially if you're going to be flying private. You know what I'm saying? But like DiCaprio, this dude flies private everywhere. And he always charters a yacht, you know, the Amalfi Coast almost every year. I'm so like, who was it? That Ginger and his suitcase game show wife, who, by the way, got caught white labeling all of her products. Her stupid runny jam. Here's the thing. Isn't a spread? That's what happens when your jam fails. And so you do like a spread. So when your jam fails, you do a spread, and it's like real runny. And a chef was like, she even failed this. But they got them out of this company in Ohio, two companies in Ohio and Illinois that do the Bridgerton teas for Williams Sonoma. If you've ever been to a Williams Sonoma, and they have like the Bridgerton teas, they have a cinnamon tea that I get there that is really good, and they have it every fall. So that's why I know that. But they all come out of Ohio and Illinois, and they sell them like, I think it's like $12 for 36 tea bags or something. She's like charging $12 for 12 tea bags. So it's like over three times the cost. She just marked it up to put it in their stupid packaging. They're big climate change people. So all these people going, I don't mind if people go and fly private and go to a wedding, because I think that all the climate change stuff is a hoax. It's a Marxist wealth redistribution scheme. But don't lord it over all of us. Don't tell us, oh my gosh, it's so bad to fly private. You have to respect the climate. Do everything you can for climate change, but I'm going to fly private and do all this stuff like DiCaprio does. He's the worst one. Kane, you remember? Didn't he do like all kinds of like infomercials on it? And he did stuff with Al Gore on it. Yep. And he was like a big promoter of the Green New Deal with Biden and Harris. And I think he did some campaign stuff with Harris too, to that extent. Yeah. So they are, why can't you live what you preach? Right? Like, why don't you live with what you preach? Exactly. One of the things that I think that they hate about Elon Musk, and this is kind of a weird comparison, he does actually live what he preaches. So I don't know if you've seen, like, they have like pictures of his properties. He owns property like in Austin for his baby mamas and his mama. But doesn't he live basically in like a hut in Boca Chica?
Yeah.
That's where and then he's like constantly like at SpaceX or wherever. He doesn't actually stay in the houses that he has in Austin where his like kids live and his mom lives. I mean, he doesn't preach about climate change, and he doesn't preach about all this stuff. I'm actually very encouraged that Doge is going into ATF, because I feel like he's very slowly turning on Second Amendment. I think he was always ambivalent about it before, but I think he's very slowly like, But anyway, I don't mind people. I don't mind the celebration either with Bezos and Sanchez. You should celebrate weddings. You should celebrate the biblical union. I'm all for it, right? I'm all for it. I love it. Do it. But just don't preach to me about climate change and then fly private everywhere and charter boats. I don't want to hear it. Don't do that. So I'm fine with people. And I don't care celebrating somebody's success, because because Marxists hate that. Marxists hate it when rich people act like rich people. By the way, do you know, and I'm not like a stan of Bezos and Sanchez. Do you know how many millions of dollars they're donating to Venetian restoration efforts? For all of these stupid little protesters that they have in Venice that are like, no, Bezos, you realize how many tourists you would have to have and how long it would take to accumulate the types of donations they're making in one day to the restoration efforts all over Venice? Like, millions of dollars they donated to efforts like for like some of the historic buildings, the libraries there, St. Mark's Square. I was reading a rundown. There's like all kinds of stuff. And they didn't blast it. It's just something that they did as a way to, it's like a, you know, it's like a billionaire's gift to the host and hostess. You know, if you go to somebody's house and you bring wine or something, or like a little apron or a tea towel, he just donates millions of dollars to the restoration effort. Do you realize how many tourists you would have to have in and how long it would take to accumulate that kind of cash that he's dropping to all of these charitable efforts in one day? That's why they're so stupid. They are so moronic. He's going to, in one fell swoop, do more than these people have ever done for the restoration efforts in Venice. That's what blows the mind. They should be celebrating. They should be thanking him. Thank you for coming in and choosing this place. They didn't bring the Koru up right up to, you know, the Grand Canal. They were respectful of the lagoon. They're respectful of the tides. They're respectful of all of it. They haven't used all the little private tenders. They like hired out all the gondolas and the taxis, and they've been paying all of these businesses in the area, which, by the way, is a great thing for the gondoliers, because that's a profession that's decreasing fast. That is going away. There used to be like 1,000 of them. Now there's only like a couple of hundred gondoliers in all of Venice now. And it used to be where women couldn't do it, and they have one woman doing it now, because it was literally traditionally, not because it was designed that way, it was just passed down from father to son. So that's like a whole profession that's going away, and they've hired and they have been using all of them this whole time. What a great way to elevate that. These protesters, if they weren't self-absorbed little bitches, they would be appreciating this and celebrating that, but they're not. All of these people who cry about tourism, okay, come up with an industry where you can compete with the rest of the industrial nation. And don't rely on tourist dollars to fund your every existence. Then we'll talk. I'm just not even going to. It's like Six Flags getting mad because people go to Six Flags to ride the rides. Stop. This is also stupid. And it's a bunch of the same little Marxist brats. If you don't like it, then leave. So I don't know. My only problem with the Bezos Sanchez thing is, you know, people like DiCaprio who screamed at everybody else about climate change. And then they charter a jet. And they charter their own boats. While lecturing the rest of you. Like, they will charter a giant jet for just themselves. And they come in. They had over 100 private jets. So, I don't... The ones who never lorded over climate change to everybody else, I don't care. But the ones who did, yeah, you're a hypocrite. But yeah, celebrating a biblical union, all about it. Yeah, celebrate weddings. Yeah, celebrate that stuff. I mean, for crying out loud, it's a refreshing change from topless antics on the White House lawn. You know, I'm just saying, it's a nice change, don't you think?
Good. Great. I'm out of, by the way, give a damn juice today.
I am. One of the people in the chat said private planes skip TSA, so everyone gets their drugs on the plane. That's actually a good point. I mean, you can private. You can't really smuggle dogs or anything like that, because they still, you, even with private airports, you would still have to go through customs for certain things. But yeah, that's, you know, interesting. Maybe that's why. That's a good point to the chat. But anyway, I mean, if you were a billionaire and you could do your wedding again, or you could pick where you wanted to get married. I mean, Venice is a pretty, I don't know that I would do it in the dead of summer. That's why I'm like, do they know it's like July basically right now? I mean, it's hot AF right now in Venice. It's hot and it's murky and it's humid. Fall's probably our shoulder season is probably the best time, but it's peak tourist season. Whatever. Maybe that's what they had in their calendar. But all of the people that have been hired, they hired all these Venetian caterers. They had a Venetian restaurant they're all mad because they're making Southern Italian dishes and not dishes in the Veneto region, but whatever. They have like all the gondoliers, and they're using the water taxis and all these hotels and everything else. And they've been like, everybody went to Murano apparently, and they were all looking at the glassmakers, which is another industry that's dying out very slowly. And that's like that is a artistic skill that's been transferred over for centuries from generation to generation. It's stunning. They're giving it the attention that they could not buy. So celebrate that, you whiny brats. So let's be real. Medical freedom isn't just a catchphrase. It's your right. Your health decisions belong to you and not the government, not Big Pharma, and definitely not some unelected bureaucrat. So that's why I'm all in on what All Family Pharmacy is doing. They're putting medical power back where it belongs, and that's in the hands of you, Americans. Through the end of June, they're making it even easier to take back control, because when you control your health, you protect your family, your future, and your freedom. Get 20% off site-wide. No insurance, no problem. No insurance needed. And licensed doctors in all 50 50 states. You'll also receive fast shipping straight to your doorstep. This isn't just about convenience. It's also about freedom. You can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You can get methylene blue, emergency kits, antibiotics, whatever you need to be prepared, proactive, and protected. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use promo code Dana20 to get 20% off your order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana20. Don't wait for permission. Own your health and take your freedom seriously.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just go to GetCopperhead.com. That's GetCopperhead.com for your two free gifts with purchase. GetCopperhead.com.
Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently, zoning out makes you smarter because your brain will unintentionally learn about the world. Now, granted, they've only been studying neural changes in mice brains, but the immediate findings are helping to reshape how they understand learning. Well, duh, passive learning is a thing. It really is. It's an actual thing. So they said that zoning out, according to this research, your brain is learning anyway. Today and duh, right?
Duh, duh, duh.
I mean, that's like kind of obvious. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Yeah. So Doge is going to enter the ATF with a mandate to slash regulations. We'll see, because the Senate parliamentarian is already being a stooge. The initial target was to change 47 regulations, but the ATF and Doge staffers, they want to exceed that. They want to go to 50. A seismic shift, and that would be a major win. If Congress, because Congress has to not just defund it, they have to undo it, and this is going to take an act of Congress to get this done. So in the meantime, they can go administratively with the authority that they can and kneecap them that way. And I'll take that for now, so long as there's progress, you know, elsewhere. By the way, that Supreme Court decision now has paved the way for South Carolina and other states to defund Planned Parenthood, which is a for-profit. They get over half a billion dollars every year in taxpayer money. 99.9%, according to Open Secrets and all available public federal election campaign filing data, shows that it's actually almost 100%. That they donate to Democrats. So your tax money goes to Planned Parenthood, that then uses your tax money to literally donate to Democrats. It's Medina v. Planned Parenthood, and it's that 2018 executive order from South Carolina's former Governor Henry McMaster. So that Supreme Court to get kick Planned Parenthood out of Medicaid, because you have birth, pregnancy resource centers and other health clinics that outnumber Planned Parenthood 3-1. And they actually offer a full suite of services where abortion is like not the money driver. And they also do birth control pills too there. So this makes perfect sense, because you have other clinics that are also partnership with the state that receive money from Obamacare that do more than what Planned Parenthood does, and they do it better, and they're in more locations. So it's asinine that Planned Parenthood gets the bulk of money and these other clinics, which they shouldn't get. Nobody should get any of this. But if you're going to give money out, why are you doing it over half a billion a year to Planned Parenthood? It doesn't make any sense. So that was a very good thing. And traditional movie going, experts say it's less than 20 years as a viable business model.
City-run grocery stores, I've proposed a pilot program of one store in each borough. These are five stores in total. The total cost of this is $60 million. This is less than half the cost of what the city is already set to spend on a subsidy program for corporate supermarkets that has no guarantee of cheaper prices or collective bargaining agreements or even accepting.
So you're not looking at some like Soviet Union grocery stores on every corner that are going to be run by the government?
No, what I'm looking at is how to solve the very clear twin crises of affordability when you go to the grocery store and food deserts, which disproportionately impact black and brown New Yorkers across the five boroughs.
Food deserts. You're talking about cities, and one of the reasons why you have a difficulty in having grocery stores in certain, you know, especially, you know, highly congested cities is the margin of profit, the profit margin that they have is so minuscule. This is why this guy does not understand anything. It is embarrassing. I think that there should be like an economics quiz that's given before you're allowed to run for office. Because it's like being lectured to by a nine-year-old who has no concept of how the world works. And this guy's in his 30s. Like, he's a grown, middle-aged man who tries to pretend that he's a baby, infant baby. Which, why did... Can I just sidebar myself? Why does the left constantly infantilize men?
That's a great question.
This guy's middle-aged. And they're like, oh, he's an infant baby. Mer, mer, mer. Like, he's middle-aged. He's, like, got 10 years on Juan over there. Like, what in the world, dude? You're not like a teenager. Stop it. They do this with Hunter. They did this Hunter. Hunter Biden's damn near 60. And they're like, oh, infant baby. Hunter Biden. This is so weird. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of the second hour. And the chat's at Rumble. You can also stream the radio program, channel 347. On direct TV. This idea of, well, we're just going to have corporate grocery stores. Do you you also know that he has said too, didn't he say that he wanted to like penalize basically whiter neighborhoods? I know I dropped that somewhere,
yeah.
Which again is just another jaw dropping thing. Yeah. Newsweek had this whole thing and it's something that he actually has said. That he proposed taxing, I mean, wider neighborhoods in New York City. This was actually a proposal that he pitched. He wanted to shift the tax burden to richer and wider neighborhoods. He said that that would be helped, you know, if he secured his election in November, that's something that he wants to do. And already sparked a lot of backlash, obviously, and he's a naturalized citizen who just became a citizen 7 years ago. And I think this gets into the problem with immigration. Immigration is not coming here and bringing the customs of your country and your parents' origin country to the United States. It's about coming here and assimilating to our customs and our culture and our norms, our constitutions. For instance, I don't give a rat's ass if you don't like the Second Amendment. If you were not born here and you're coming here and you're becoming a citizen, I don't care. It is part of this country's culture. It is part of this country's legal framework. You can accept it or you don't have to come here. And frankly, I don't want you here if you're immigrating here and you do not respect our Constitution. If you think that there should be suppressions on speech or if you back racist, unconstitutional gun control laws, I don't want you coming here then. Stay in your country of origin because it's already what you want it to be. And I definitely don't want people coming here running for office, bringing these anti-American viewpoints with them. This is the problem with immigration. You come here and you assimilate. If you're immigrating to it, if you're immigrating to Ireland, you don't go, oh, well, screw Ireland. I'm going to do things my way in Ireland. No, you assimilate to the country to which you are immigrating and you be respectful of their long established legal precedent and framework that exists without you. Same thing here for the United States. And this is a problem that everybody gets super sensitive about discussing. They're like, oh, that's so mean. It's not mean. What's mean is the entitlement of coming to another country, demanding the world on a string, and demanding the entire nation absolve its legal framework to pacify you. That is D class A. It's garbage. It's crass. It's gauche. It's all those things. That's not how this works. It's not how immigration works. Not how it was designed to work. Our founders were actually very careful about all of this. In fact, it's something that was touched upon in the Federalist Papers when they were discussing the importance as it relates to immigration coming to this country and respecting the established laws. And that, I mean, it just shocks me that so many people are just completely ignorant of historical precedent, or that they have the idea that this shouldn't be something that is respected or followed, or I don't know. Yeah, this guy, going back to what's his face, Zoran for New York City, literally on his website, shift the tax burden from overtaxed homeowners in the outer boroughs to more expensive homes in richer and whiter neighborhoods. So it's a race tax. You're taxed for being white. That is what this just became a citizen in the United States wants to implement here. Tribalism, tribalism, tribalism. And by the way, this literally was from his actual stuff. It's literally from Zoran for New York City. Stop the squeeze on New York City homemakers. It still exists in PDF and it's on the Wayback Machine where they get into it. This is literally from his website. So for the people who are like, source, literally from his website. It is unbelievable. I mean, it almost reads like, when I first saw this, I actually had to run it down. I'm like, there's no way this is real. It not only was it real, but he was really proud of it. He just doesn't want to talk to anybody in the media about it. That's the thing. So what does that even mean? Like, how is that even in any way constitutional? How is that constitutional?
It's not.
I know. Whiter neighborhoods. Quote, the property tax system is unbalanced because assessment levels are artificially capped. So homeowners in expensive, neighborhoods pay less than their fair share. I got to stop here.
What?
I actually will punch someone in the face for suggesting that I don't pay my fair share. I'm not kidding you. I will smash your nose to bits because you deserve it. I'll take the charge. It is one of the most offensive, ignorant welfare things ever. Welfare scam artists make this argument. This is from people who are too lazy to work and they expect everyone else to pay their way. I could buy and sell other people's lives for what we pay in tax, particularly property tax. So for him to say this, I don't even think he actually owns his own property. Don't his parents own it? Probably. I read somewhere, and I think it was New York Post, that he doesn't even own his own property. He has no idea because he's never paid. And he says, So homeowners in expensive neighborhoods pay less than their fair share. The mayor can fix this by pushing class assessment percentages down for everyone else and adjusting rates up, effectively lowering tax payments for homeowners in neighborhoods like Jamaica and Brownsville, while raising the amount in Brooklyn brownstones. Oh my gosh, what? How do I math? I have no idea about any of this stuff. This is what New York voted for. Yeah, so this is, it's trust fund socialism is what it is. That's exactly what it is. I don't know I don't want SALT deductions for anyone. If they're voting for this nonsense, and he'll probably win. If they're voting for this nonsense, I don't want to offset these welfare grifters in Manhattan with SALT deductions. We have to pay the same or a higher rate while they get a federal rate lowered because they voted to increase their local burden. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I pay in property tax probably as much as someone does in like Los Angeles. It's that bad. In fact, taxes in Texas, everyone sits here and goes, oh, well, you don't have an income tax. Let me tell you something. Property tax and sales tax offset that quite a bit. In the end of it, it's not that different. And our state legislature doesn't do a damn thing about it, which is why I can't stand Republican Party right now. and they keep wanting me to come and talk at their events. I'm like, have you not heard me say this over and over again? I'm mad at you all. I am so mad at you all. Like, we're not going to get, for instance, we're not going to get suppressors out of the NFA because Republicans are pretending that the parliamentarian isn't doing what they're supposed to do. So they're just, they can't do anything about it. I'm not making this up. But when have you ever, when do you ever think that the government's going to give you back rights that they stole from you? Never. No, this is, in Texas, it's legit is on par with that. It is insane. People are taxed out of their homes. We have to fight it every single year. They tried raising ours three times the price, or three times what it was in like a year. They tried it three times. I mean, it was so bad. And we fight. We go in every time. We go into the office. We physically go in. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we don't want to deal with you people. I'm like, no, you are going to deal with me. It's not even. And people are like, Dana, why are you so fiery? Because I have to be. You have to be every damn day because these rat bastards constantly look for ways to grift off of you, the American taxpayer. And now you got this Nepo trust fund socialist who is middle-aged man, just became an American citizen and wants to turn New York City into, you know, I don't know, Moscow. I have no idea. Well, at least the trains run on time. Look at this. Look at these grocery stores. Look how great this is. It's like somebody never left the house. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. They call me the Emerald City Exile.
There is a huge and uncomfortable topic that's part of modern society, and it's about same-sex marriage. And they are being taught that if we do not agree that same-sex attraction is sponsored by God, then either we serve a hateful gods or we ourselves are hateful.
Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.